This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
All right.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is good. So,
bomb, bomb.
Now what?
I don't know. So at 7 o'clock, we're going to do all the new music for this week. Mm-hmm. Because at 8 o'clock, we have Michelle Wolf coming in. If you're not familiar, she has a hour-long stand-up special on HBO right now. But the first time I ever saw her was on The Daily Show. I think she's only been on the one with Trevor Noah, but she's also on Seth Meyers, who does the show after Jimmy Fallon on NBC. Is it Late Night with Seth Meyers?
I don't know. Or late.
I think that's James Corden, so I'm not, you know, whatever. So he's on that one. And he does these Game of Thrones. She was at one of the Game of Thrones dinner parties that he threw, where like Jon Snow or the Red Witch shows up and they try to kind of fit in with him, but they're really Jon Snow and they're playing the character.
That's his bit.
It's so funny.
Do you like him?
I love Seth Meyers.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Trevor Noah still. So we're not.
Oh, no. This is Seth Meyers. She's on that show. I've seen her on both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Trevor.
You do?
I do. He definitely, it took a while because I love Jon Stewart so much. But he's.
I totally get that really award shows are a different scenario and not your home base or whatever. But he was not great on whatever I just saw him on.
The Grammys.
Yeah, right? I don't remember what he did. I think
he didn't do anything.
He might have fast
forwarded. He falls down the stairs.
No. Are you thinking of who fell down the stairs?
Well, in one of the years he did. Yeah.
Are we talking about Trevor Noah?
I'm talking about Trevor Noah.
Yeah, he did a little stand-up piece on one of those.
I love Trevor Noah.
I liked when James Corden fell down the stairs on the Grammys.
I'll take a good fall anytime.
Thought it was really funny.
You know what I would love if you told us more about Dell?
Yeah, I'd love that too.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk about a Dell small business tech advisor.
Perfect.
Not a Dell. Not different. A different. Not a Dell. Just a Dell.
Dell.
All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Even if your Valentine cuts her own hair and won't wear a dress.
Go ahead.
I really feel like I shouldn't be the one reading that one.
It's all you, Sarah.
Visit sfgcjm.com.
Thank you.
All right. Celebrity Big Brother. It's on. It's not good. But it's worth watching.
It's not good. So you don't like it.
Well, I do like it. But I get that it's not good. It's train wreck TV that I'm into. I don't really... Do you know who's the only one I like on that show right now? Actually, there's a couple people. Ross Matthews, who we've had on this show before, and... He started as an intern for Leno or something?
Yeah, Ross the intern, right?
Right.
And then was weird to hear him say, I've been on TV for 20 years. And I went, oh my God, he was the intern on the Jay Leno Tonight Show.
So what does that put him in his late 30s, maybe?
Because
he looks like he's
40.
22.
And he might not even have been an intern.
Right.
That like, was just a bit.
Well. Who knows? Jay right. Leno was full of it.
And this guy is clearly a baby face, so he could have been
38.
Oh, okay. Right. So he might have been 18. But even then, I think a TV internship or something like that is a little different than what we're thinking of for internships,
sure.
Especially if you start to, you know, suddenly become a star. Mm-hmm. That gig pays pretty good. So he's good, and I actually have really specific reasons why, but you know, I also really like Shannon Elizabeth. She's good, and Rudy. Huxtable from the Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that Omarosa was going to be on, I wasn't psyched. I am not a fan.
Okay.
However, a conversation that went down last night, and I totally credit Ross Matthews for this. Ross, so we're talking about Celebrity Big Brother. It's all these pseudo, very C, D, and E list celebrities. They're letting the drinks flow. There's usually a limit as to how much per night they will give to the house guests. But they figure that, according to sources, the more liquor you give a celebrity, the more likely you are to get anything decent out of them, because they feel like celebrities are guarded.
Guarded, sure.
And so they've actually set up there's a room. You saw it, I'm sure, if you watched the first episode. Mm-hmm. It's a very stylish little actual bar. There's a bar, there's drinks.
Yeah, Brandy Glanville goes, I'll be in here the rest of the show.
Oh, my God, hilarious. And then she does get wasted. And apparently she's drunk the whole time. So, and boy, that's a whole nother topic.
She's awful.
Mm.
She mm-hmm. is.
She's an awful person, top to bottom.
Oh, I didn't even see what you're... Are you about to tell me something?
No, because... you would have seen it on there. She was so rude to that to that
she's
kid.
She's just awful. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree. But Omarosa, first, early in last night's show, she starts getting into it with... I think she's sitting talking to Shannon Elizabeth, and Rudy Huxtable is sitting next to her on the couch. And Rudy is not a Trump fan and was digging at her a little bit. But then... Omarosa says, you know, well, it's, you know, it's exactly the same situation as you. And you know, we trusted Bill Cosby all those years. He was beloved, and now he's not. And I thought to myself, I don't know, is Rudy, like, is she supporting him?
Yes,
is
she going? She, is.
She
yes.
went
yes,
to
she is.
Trial for him.
Yeah.
She did she speak?
I believe
just say,
she was on the stand. Yes.
She has come out saying that he never did anything to me. I don't know anything about this. He's always been very wonderful.
Well, then, I guess she doesn't have a whole lot of room to say anything.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Mm. But it was not...
It's a harsh comparison, though.
It is a harsh comparison. But I would argue that, you know, I think I'm about to say I'd rather have Donald Trump as president than Bill Cosby. At this point, like, who do I think is worse?
I don't know why either of these two clowns on Big Brother have anything to do with our real lives at all. But.
So they're having this conversation, and it gets a little testy, and then Omarosa's kind of upset about it. She defends herself, and she's actually, to her credit, she doesn't, like, freak out or start screaming or anything. She holds it together, and Rudy doesn't either. Nobody's yelling and screaming. They all get that there are cameras, I think. But she is curled up. In the bar, I guess there's like this loungy area in the bar, like a couch. It's kind of, you know, darkly lit. And she and Ross Matthews start talking.
Omarosa
uh-huh. and Ross Matthews. Uh-huh. And he starts gently prying into her feelings about the White House and what happened to her there. And they keep flashing to him in the diary room. He's like, basically, you're welcome, America. I've got my press reporter hat on, and he is getting some stuff. He got some stuff out of her that it was bone chilling. Like, I was like,
well, what is it?
Things like, oh, do you want to just play it? Yeah, okay. Pause that. She's saying that she was haunted by the tweets. Every single day she was worried, you know, what is this guy going to tweet next? And she was also saying earlier, I don't think it's in this particular exchange, she said, you know, this is a guy that she's worked for and worked with over the years, and so she went to serve her country in the White House, and she said she was kind of in the eye of the hurricane. Like, she wasn't really quite as aware as you might think that she would be of the way she was going to be received when she was not in the White House anymore. It hasn't been easy for Omarosa. Okay, go ahead. That's Ross, by the way. Pause it for a second. So actually...
It's hard to tell who's who, like, because his voice is
he
so
does
feminine.
Have a very feminine voice. Yeah. A lot of times they'll start the diary room commentary before they go to his picture. And I go, oh, God, I thought that was going to be a girl. But it's Ross. So he's saying, go back to the beginning of his... It's not going to be okay. Yikes. So anyway... Trump's administration has stepped up to say, she got fired and we don't care. His deputy press secretary, Raj Shah, he said they're not taking Omarosa's comments seriously. She was fired 3 times in The Apprentice, and this is the 4th time we let her go. She had limited contact with the president while here. She has no contact now. She said that, because I think Ross asked, why didn't you confront him? Why didn't you say anything to him about your concerns? She said, anytime I said anything to the president, more people stood in my way. Mm-hmm. Like, I got further and further
well,
removed
I'm sure,
from any kind of contact.
You know, whatever she says, it's fine. I'm not going to freak out with the whole it's not going to be okay thing. But I'm sure that people who work in government are like, this chick shouldn't be here in the first place. What is she doing here? Get her out of here.
Well, there are probably a few people who shouldn't be there in the first place.
But I'm sure that's what they're thinking is, as she's saying, they're getting in my way and not letting me have access. I'm sure they're like, you're not supposed to have access.
Yeah.
and we probably don't feel like you should be here.
You got to watch the whole segment, though. I mean, it is. It's actually. It's what the weirdest part about it is that here's a person. This is how weird the world is. This is a person who starred on a TV show with this guy, worked for him in the White House, and now she's on Celebrity Big Brother,
right.
And she's talking about the sitting president. Like, it's so surreal. And to hear her talking about this stuff, it really is scary. Just some of the descriptions of what's going on.
I've read in the
Sounds
past
like it's a CF.
Some gossip websites say that she had physical contact with Donald.
Oh, when was this?
You mean an affair?
Uh-huh.
Physical contact?
During, like, apprentice times.
Oh.
Wow.
Huh.
Gossip.
That's
exciting.
Yeah, if you type in, did Donald and Omarosa have sex, there's a million websites that pop up.
Well,
it's just gossip.
Just gossip. That, of course, we're perpetuating because we love that. So,
well,
we feel like that's our job. Hello.
I didn't watch that episode. I watched the first episode, and I feel like I won't be able to finish the show.
Oh, why?
Try.
Because it's the people are physically unwatchable.
Come on.
And I don't mean that even Mark McGrath
has had
surgery to the, like, that's a
looks
guy
like a mannequin.
Who I could mm-hmm. have actually been cool with.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of, if anything, he kind of comes from where I've come from, and I'm not a Sugar Ray fan, so to speak, but I could have seen myself at least. And he's ridiculous. He looks like a mannequin. Something he went too far.
Chiseled.
And he was a handsome kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. To begin with.
And Omarosa looks like that when that person's got her hair up and they're doing her. I don't know what that is. I don't know why she has a stylist.
This is before she goes in.
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe so.
I think so.
Wait, what?
As they were introducing who each person is.
She's sitting in a chair, like having her hair done and her makeup done, mm-hmm. but her surgery is so profound that you can't. It's that face. It's the one. We all know the face.
The tribe. They're all in the same tribe. The girls who all start to look the same.
Mm. It's terrible.
That Brandy's
like
the worst.
Joker.
Yeah, they've got that look.
Well, and the punched up cheeks and the big lips. And the pinched eyes.
It's a look. Brandy Glanville has it the worst. They were all walking around on last night's show. I guess they all brought all this, like, you know, glam squad supplies with them or something. They're all walking around with golden half circles under their eyes. I guess, I don't know, some kind of, like, ice pack to unswell your eyes up after all the drinking you've been doing,
uh-huh.
Brandy. Holy crap, that woman is dedicated. But man, you see him in all states of dress, undress, makeup, no makeup. What do you think about Shannon Elizabeth? Has she had a bunch of work done? I actually think she looks like she looks
okay, and I actually thought she came off kind of nice. I mean, she's left America to run a rescue for rhinoceros in Africa, which is it's a catastrophe what's going on there with the elephants and the rhinoceros. So to think that she was willing to walk away from her life and go, if she saves one rhino from being mutilated for their
horn,
beak,
right.
whatever you want to call that thing, then she's awesome.
Right. Well, and this, I certainly didn't know that Shannon Elizabeth was involved with that. And I think that this is, you know, that seems like a good reason to come back and do a dumb TV show.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd heard that she was a pro poker player, though.
I feel like I had, too. They showed her sitting at a table or something
from a few
years ago.
You may have been the one that told me that, too. I'm not sure.
It was a while ago, though. I mean, it feels like a little nugget from the distant past. Anyway, unbelievably, that's all we have time for. So Celebrity Big Brother, people, it's on CBS. Welcome to somebody else's home. It's not ours anymore. What's coming up, Ben?
Jimmy G makes the news.
Oh.
Also, the teen driver that live streamed herself crashing makes the news as well after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37, and thank the dog, it is Friday morning. We made it. We made it, everyone.
Yeah!
It's our weekly holiday. Why does it only happen once a week? I don't know. There ought to be a law.
It wouldn't be a special.
I guess that's true, Yuzat. I need to wait for it.
Wait for it.
Have a countdown all week long. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by... Oops, it's not brought to you by that. It's brought to you by this next one. It's brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze.
What's that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. The little applesauce things. They're mm-hmm. delicious.
Mm. Well, that's what they are. Go ahead, Pooman.
Oh, you want it here?
Oh, I thought you said...
I thought you said 7:30.
I thought you said 6:30.
I can do it. You ready? You
get it together, yes. People.
Get it together.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you were paying attention to the show last week, but... Yesterday. Okay. Vinny announced that he finally proposed.
Months ago.
Yeah.
He announced that months ago he finally proposed.
And
in a Throwback Thursday post.
He posted a picture on his Instagram, his personal one. It got 10,000 likes.
Woo,
we have a new leader.
That's our new record.
But we want to drag that out because that's what we do on the show.
Yep.
And we just reposted Vinny's post to the Alice973 Instagram. For those of you who don't follow Vinny, you want to congratulate him. Congratulate him on the Alice Instagram. Congrats from all of us, the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, Vinny, on your new fiance.
Good times. Can't wait to hear as the wedding plans happen. And it's just, you know, what an exciting time in your life.
The engagement party. Any update on that? What are we doing for that?
No updates on that.
All right, well, we'll be standing
I believe we last talked about it a few hours ago, so...
We'll try again on Monday.
No,
it is the weekend.
No, it is the weekend. It's the freaking weekend. Maybe we've got
no
a party to plan.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I added a different filter, brought out the sunset.
Oh, you pimped it out.
Oh, I did.
Great.
Yeah.
So it is worth another look, even if you already have seen it on Ben Hassel.
Oh, I feel like I let my family down with that picture now. What a bad post.
Hashtag no filters.
Lazy posting, right? Oh, look at that.
You like that?
Does it look amazing?
Yeah,
I can't
looks
tell
great.
The difference.
Oh, that's really? Nice.
It's just brighter.
Okay.
Just crisper. It's just, you know, it's kind of humanized.
Sure.
Looking for a healthy snack for your kids? Go-Go Squeeze is made from all-natural fruit and no artificial anything to give kids the fuel they need to explore and play. Find them in the applesauce aisle today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you.
All right.
Here's what's happening. So I wanted to start with Jimmy G. As you know, it's been, I think, 4, maybe 5 seasons since the San Francisco 49ers have been in the playoff picture. We've been on hard times.
It's been tough.
And we made a trade last season for a quarterback with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Their backup.
Who's good?
He is good. Jimmy Garoppolo came in. He didn't start right away, but when he did take to the field, we started winning. And so
he hasn't lost a game as a 49er.
Right. And so he's been rewarded. So in number 10, we trust, as he's been given one of the largest NFL contracts of all time. They say that will just continue to
balloon.
The next quarterback that gets signed will be bigger than his. But he signed a $137.5 million deal.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Which is currently the biggest
over
contract.
5 years?
I think so, yeah. They put out these parameters, but even you know, as someone who signs contracts, you need an agent to actually decipher these darn things.
Right. Yeah.
So who knows what trick they have to pull the carpet out from under him if he's not pulling his weight.
Right. Usually they'll say so much of it is guaranteed.
Right. But it's still nice to know that if he can stay alive
for
stay
5 years.
Healthy.
Yeah. I just can't stay healthy.
I don't know. That guy ran full speed into your kneecap, but you know, that does...
That's on you.
Right.
Literally.
You unhealthy bastard. You're fired.
Yeah, why aren't your knees made of steel?
Right.
Come on.
Anyway, I look forward to seeing him play for us, and hopefully we've got a chance going forward. That'd be nice.
It would be.
Mm-hmm. This story made the news here locally. It happened in a place called Los Baños.
Los Baños.
The bathrooms.
They say it's 100 miles south of San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's not Visalia?
No.
It's just
it's on the
5.
Way to Visalia. Yeah. We used to stop in Los Baños at the A&W every time we drove to our grandma's house. It's over the hill on, you know, where Gilroy is, and then you go over the pass,
mm-hmm.
Pacheco Pass, and then you get on in there.
I always feel like when I think of Los Baños, I think of, I'm not sure what section of the five it is, mm-hmm. but the one that smells like death because they kill all the cows out there.
No, not quite.
Really super. It's not quite there. It's Friday.
Well,
that's after Los Baños. That's after Los
Baños. Oh, it is. Okay, so first the bathroom and then the abattoir. All right.
Abdulia Sanchez was arrested in California on suspicion of causing a deadly crash in Los Baños, California.
Oh, that happened in Los Baños?
Well, that's what they're saying, yeah. I remember when the story broke because she was Instagramming live with her sister in the car.
Right.
They're driving down the road, speeding, and apparently she...
And then she doesn't turn it off. Like, she shows the whole aftermath.
Her sister was thrown from the car when it flipped.
Yeah,
it was. And she died.
Absolutely horrible.
So...
And what did she say? Like, oh, I just killed my sister. I guess I'm going to jail.
Yeah. It came off terribly.
Horrible.
And she was drunk at the time. She's been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for driving drunk while live streaming the crash that killed her younger sister. If you remember, though, her dad did come out in the news and say, listen, she's a young girl and she did just kill her sister and she was drunk. And he was trying to be forgiving and defensive of her, which I guess is a parent's. I mean, imagine there you are. You're like trying to protect your surviving daughter
right.
while she's the person that caused the death of your...
How old is this girl?
She's 19.
That is several lives ruined right there. Yeah.
She was sentenced yesterday. So it was she was convicted of gross vehicular manslaughter, DUI, and child endangerment stemming from the July crash.
Just awful.
Authorities say she overcorrected, causing the vehicle to swerve and overturn, ejecting and killing her 14-year-old sister. And as you remember, she did continue to live stream after the fact.
It's no less horrifying today than it was six months ago.
The video also shows her taking her hands off the steering wheel.
Oh, hilarious. Look, Ma, no hands.
No hands, right. So 6 years seems light, but they're obviously involved in all the conversations.
Right.
So we've been wondering, as we've heard a lot of the sexual harassment make the news lately, while that is more than about time, we also know that plenty of people meet and marry and date at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal.
That's gotta be getting tricky these days.
It's super tricky. So here's one way that companies might be looking at this as we head into Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Here you are, surrounded by the people you know. You work. You see these people all day, every day. You got your crushes, right?
That guy walks by and I swear I smell his pheromones.
Those aren't pheromones. That's Fahrenheit 451.
Whatever it is, I love
day,
it. It lights my skin on fire.
I was at... Ike's ordering a sandwich and after I order it, I'm sitting outside waiting because the line is forever. And these two boys walk by and I swear they smelled like $13 hookers.
Oh.
And I was like,
that's a pretty specific number.
With the perfume. It was unbelievable how much they were wearing. Mm. Like more than.
Maybe they were covering
up the weed.
The weed, exactly.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do, Vin.
Vin, anyway. You know all about it. Vinny, you of all people used to come in smelling like brute.
Actually, he also used to take every magazine that we got back in the olden days when we got magazines. And he would he'd open up the flaps of no matter what it was, girl stuff, guy stuff, and rub it all over. Like sometimes they would have bad interactions and like.
You were smelling like a $12 hookah.
I'd like
that's
to say,
generous.
In my defense, that was me doing a bit. I wasn't
every day. Every day.
In the office, free perfume.
You
doing a bit for us in the office?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So that was
yes.
The office that was 4 feet by 6 feet. More like a closet, no windows.
We had to crawl over each other.
We did.
Anyway, dating at work's gotten really tricky, so here is how. they may be handling it. Apparently, a new corporate strategy for office romance is you can ask out a coworker once.
Oh.
You've got one try. If they say no, you can never ask them again, or that is sexual harassment.
Oh.
They say that policy will be put into place at Facebook and Google and more.
So a girl needs, that means a girl can't play hard to get if she does like the guy.
They also say if the person, doesn't even have to say no. A lawyer for Facebook says that, quote, even an ambiguous answer such as I'm busy or that night isn't good for me.
Unless they immediately suggest another night and you guys pull out your calendars and start to work on it.
All of those, and what we're talking about as I'm saying this is, these are the stories that will get told to HR. So you need to understand that if she said, or he said, I'm busy that night, and you went, oh, okay, I'll try you another time. She could possibly say, I was trying to let him down easy. I work with him. I didn't want to be jerky and say, no, you smell. Like Fahrenheit 451. So there it is. Now you know. You've got one try.
I was reading a thing, too. They're saying companies are considering making coworkers sign a document saying they are consensually entering into a workplace romance, especially if it's a boss subordinate.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I think among your regular run-of-the-mill employees, trying to get them into the HR to sign paperwork seems like a bit much. But
because then you got to reveal that you're dating someone.
But if you're a boss and you know that, and now you're trying to keep everything on the low, meanwhile, everybody knows damn well what's going on. So you might as well take your person that you've decided to date, who's under you, and bring them to HR and make sure it's all on the up.
Yep.
It covers everybody.
Covers the company, covers you.
Right.
Covers the employee.
I think personal responsibility should happen, and the man or woman who is being asked out should say, be honest. I like you, but I don't like you in that way. I have a boyfriend. I can't date you. This is a no. Like, help each other out.
I agree 1,000%, except people have weirdness.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to be direct.
And I have been told, okay, here's another example. I have been very direct with people, and I've been told, to the point, you're cruel. Like, you're being cruel.
Tactless.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just telling you the truth. Yeah, but it doesn't come
It's coming out harsh.
It does, right, and I don't mean to.
No, I know. I've known you a long time. You are a good person with a good heart, and you did not mean to crush that person's dreams.
Yeah. But I just am trying to not have any...
No, you're direct to a fault, and I actually wish I was way more direct. It's difficult for me to, you know, what you do accomplishes what you want, and so in the end, you know, who's the fail?
Well, it doesn't necessarily. No, you know what though? It doesn't necessarily accomplish what I want because while I'm just trying to be square, what I'm doing is hurting someone's feelings, and I'm not saying. I've heard that from Christina. I've heard that from people who I care about, who I would never try to do that to, but I'm trying to tell you. And then
in no uncertain terms, I have no desire to go to that wedding. I hate weddings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't mean it.
Maybe it's the delivery. Maybe you should put a smile on your face and change the lilt of your voice.
I find that when I give people bad news and I smile, it helps.
Try that.
You don't think that comes off condescending?
No, not at all.
Really?
Or if you put a look of concern on your face, like, I know this is going to hurt you, but there's no effing way in hell I'm doing that. You know, something like that.
Love
you. No, with nothing. I think Michael Jackson used to say, with nothing but love. You need to do that a little differently.
Unfortunately, I'm low on time, so let me do a couple texts.
All right.
Brittany, you are the best. Yay! Love the montage. Hey,
me too.
Thank you so much. I haven't heard that in forever since I started working at 7 instead of 8 this past year. So the montage.
We forget to do it a lot of weeks until late in the show. So we need to do it. We need to space it out.
We're busy today, too.
We are busy.
Lots of people writing that in as well. It wasn't just the. Some people missed the I would like you to marry me. Where was that, Bryn? Oh, you can't win.
No, don't do that. No! Vinny, is that what you said? I like you to marry me, Christina. I like you to marry me.
Was it like that?
Yeah.
I did my best impression of that.
People a quarter mile away down the beach all turn their heads and go, oh my God, congratulations.
Except the derelict.
Yeah. That's the one guy that wouldn't move. Man, you guys have no idea how bummed I was in that moment. I got a bulging left pocket with the ring box.
Yeah.
I got the gum in the other. I'm like all planned. I'd already gone and scouted the spot out. I knew. I like made sure there's no trash or anything there. sure enough, there's some dude.
There was some
oblivious to everything that's going on around him, looking at the sunset, smoking his doobie weed. I'm like, oh, God. I actually thought if I had cash, I'd have gone up to him and said, listen, I'll give you $40 for you to take off. Mm-hmm. I need the spot, dude.
Maybe you should have given him the ring. Get out of here.
Instead, I have to go down the rocks away and like a billy goat, get on one knee on the side of a cliff. Ridiculous.
As a wave comes crashing and the ring gets
I would
lost.
Like you to...
Well, that's all the time we have. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, I wanted to say one more. 925 says the stinky city is Coalinga.
Oh, Cowlinga.
Cowlinga. coming up in the trash, you know what? We're going to do the new music early because we have Michelle Wolf coming in at 8 o'clock.
Yay!
So all the new CDs and streams you'll be listening to.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.